All right, cool. Welcome again, my good people, to another episode of Raw Material.
Yeah.
I am here. You already know the host is here.
Check, check.
Yeah. I mean, if you can just get it on one ear, that's cool. I ain't really tripping. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot I got this head thing. So it's
about to say, that you just saw it last week. You knew you had headphones on, so you just like,
I can't. No, that's not going to work.
Anyway,
how far that thing stretch?
So, stretch far. You can per usual, Straight Beats is here. I appreciate you. You know, he comes pretty often. Shay is here. She was here last week.
Hi,
but
guys.
We also have a co-host.
Special guest.
Hey,
let's just say it.
I'm the special guest. I'm the official nigga co-host.
The dream bitch live in the flesh.
Special guest. She has been promoting all week as much as I can, as much as she can. Jazz is here. Any day of the week, she changed her name. So, is your name?
I like going by Jazz right now. I have many aliases. So I mean,
okay. She is Jazz right now. Cool. We've known each other for a good little minute. I met her through Shay. So,
hey.
Yeah. Cool.
You do not have to do me like that.
Cool. So, yeah. So. How's everybody week been going? How's everybody been feeling? Everybody good?
It's been pretty good.
COVID free.
Yes, been lit. I actually went to Trapeze last night. So.
Okay.
How was that? I always wanted to go there, yo.
It wasn't that many people.
It was cool though. The food was delicious.
Okay, that's what I hear about it. Yeah, that's what I hear.
It was cool, you know?
Have you been yet?
No, you gotta get some details.
You been there?
Nah, I never been. I want to.
Yeah,
that was my third time.
I'm dead.
Yo, third time.
Membership.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why?
I got it. I'm about to get into it.
Today's Thursday. It's better on weekends. It was so dead yesterday. Like
yesterday was Wednesday. Yeah.
It was so dead. Like it was, the ratio was just.
So have you been on the weekend?
It was more niggas. Yes. It was more niggas than chicks.
Yeah, it was a lot of niggas and chicks.
Oh, for sure.
I want to. And the women that were in there, they either straight or they came with their niggas.
Okay, so was you on demon time? Like was you going
was
in with a
attention?
I was
chilling with my best friend. So
no,
your best
friend's
a nigga?
That's not what I asked you.
No, it's a woman.
Oh, okay.
Was you
going in with the intentions of, you know, if I seen something that I like, I will partake.
Possibly.
So okay,
who don't know what trapeze.
Okay,
go ahead. Is
go ahead.
Go ahead, Q.
Okay, so if you don't know what trapeze is, it's kind of like a.
Sex club.
It's a sex club, swingers club.
It's legal.
Open.
Very.
When you go there, you have to be like quote unquote dressed up. It's not like a thing where you just can go in there like
mm-hmm.
street clothes and shit like that. It's not that kind of type of, you know, club or atmosphere.
Yeah, you got lockers for your stuff. Once you get to a certain point, you got to put your phone up. Can't bring it out there.
Yeah.
They used to have jacuzzis, but they're not there no more. I was sorry about that.
It's because of
COVID. They got private rooms, see-through windows if you want people to see you. They got big beds everywhere and some mirrors on the wall.
So okay. Is it like something out of the movie? Like when you walk in, everybody's just like fucking everywhere.
It depends on the night. Like that night, the first time I went to Trapeze was lit.
Well, like, shit, you went three times, so.
Yes, the first time we had went, it was like on a Saturday or a Friday, and it was so random. I had just got my nipples pierced, and we met these random guys in the parking lot, and it was like, hey, I'm finna get married. What's to do tonight? And we said trapeze, so we went there. And
guys, that
did
was
you, did you partake?
Made, yes.
Did you partake?
I never had sex at trapeze, but I did get my pussy ate a few times.
You got your what?
I did last night too, but it was cool. I'm dom. I'm a very dominant woman.
You just said that you didn't do anything. You just said
no. That's not nothing to me. That's something, but I didn't get penetrated.
Okay.
Got not it. With so, the tongue either. You, no.
Anyhow. It was cool though. It was real chill. I really was hoping some ladies was gonna be up in there.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Because you like, you know,
last night was
the
what,
female
Wednesday?
Persuasion.
That's right.
Yeah. Or just, you know, women just.
Or just the energy of sexual being. It doesn't mean not.
Was there any
thick
ones?
It was. It was this one girl I was really looking at, but she. And it was this other chick that was thirsty as hell. I was just not wanting her. She had this fat ass strap. The thing was probably about this damn big and about this damn fat. I'm like, she asked
okay.
people, you
all
use
right.
this?
Got
I'm
it.
Like,
so
no.
We're gonna get to raw material. Got it. Okay. God. Yeah, I understand it's raw material, but we asked about trapeze. Yeah, we got that.
That's that raw right there.
Yeah. So okay, so I'm gonna take her topic. So she hit me early in the week and she had hit me with a couple different topics, but I think I had touched on it a little bit, but I think she could touch on it a little bit more. So I feel like what is about to be hit on a lot of people, if you're not into it, she's about to enlighten me, and I know a little bit about it. I'm not gonna say I know a lot about it, but it's a couple of people that you know, been around. You know, I've been around the block a couple times. So anyway, she had said something about BDSM, and then we're gonna get into another topic that you know ties into the exact same thing too as well. So my idea of that, because a lot of people don't understand it, because I didn't understand it when it was introduced to me and how it was brought to my attention. It's like I think it's every BDSM. It's a bondage, dominant. What's the S for?
Take it away.
Sadism. And masochism.
Okay, so them last two I don't know nothing about. I'm going to let you know that now. But my idea is
sadists enjoy pain.
It's kind of like a thing to where it's like, depending on the relationship, it's kind of like you have a dominant and you have a submissive, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
But you can be both too.
You can
be
both.
Switches.
You say, huh?
You have switches. Technically, I'm a switch, but predominantly, I'm a dom. I don't submit unless you submit to me.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to, because I know a little, like I said, I know a little bit about it. So how would y'all feel about it? How would you feel about it? I'm going to let you go first.
Why me, nigga?
Because I feel like you're confused about it. So I'm just going to let you
confused.
Speak up.
I ain't confused. I'm just, you know, this is something new for me. Like,
okay. All right, Shay.
How I feel about what?
BDSM.
Would
you be open to it? Do you know anything about it?
I would definitely be open to it. The only, I don't know too much about it, but I recently watched Jazz's YouTube video with a lot of questions that people asked, and she also educated us a little bit on the subject. So
you
guys
are... You do this professionally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to be assistant to a professional.
Go watch her video.
What you got on
her? Go watch her video.
Yeah. I'm changing up my OnlyFans because last year it was a whole different one, but this year I'm still doing BDSM on there, but it's a little different. It's a little different.
But what was your question for me again? Now,
Would you be open to it?
Yes. I would definitely be open to it.
You try some?
No,
wait a minute.
I haven't.
I'm gonna get to you in a second.
I've watched a little BDSM porn.
Okay,
and I like it. I do.
What do you like about it?
Exactly? I feel like. I do like the fact that there is a safe word part. Like there's a part where you can say.
Brief intervention. I appreciate y'all for when y'all got damn raw material merch for sure. He got his shirt. She got her shirt.
Oh yeah,
Yes.
If you want a shirt and some shorts, I got them after
the
show.
You got some shorts?
Yeah.
Let me see your shorts. Ooh.
I appreciate y'all. For sure. I got my shorts on. Y'all can't really see.
Well, I wore red, so we all
stand up and let them see.
No, I put my dick in a goddamn in the video. I'm not putting my dick in the video. I'm not gonna
try to hide it, but I would be open to it. I'd definitely be open to it, and I would like to be a dom at some point. But I also would like to be submissive because typically, I'm an alpha female. So,
why do you feel like you're an alpha female?
Because that's just me. Like I just run shit. Period.
Yeah.
In your mind?
Huh?
In your mind?
In my mind. No, in real life.
A lot of shit.
In real life, like I take a lot of control, like with everything in my life, basically. Am I fine with it?
Yeah,
because it's really all I know. It's kind of all I know, but when it comes to sex and stuff,
no.
You want to be dominated.
I feel like I could be very submissive now. You ain't finna goddamn just be shoving shit in my mouth and then my butt and stuff. You're not finna be doing that. But
it's so much more to it.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's way deeper.
It can be whatever the fuck you want it to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but,
oh, like off
but, see, but the thing is, you
I
have,
don't like that. No, you, that show like is that? Horrible. It's not a good representation.
What show?
50 Shades.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
That's just Hollywood.
That's really like on some like cute shit. Let me show you a little bit.
I
want to
try
this.
Hey,
they even talk about.
Have
consent.
You watched BDSM porn? Have you watched the porn?
Yeah.
You should watch some of mine. I want to. Hey, bud.
You do porn too?
What happened?
I used to do some.
I got a few clips.
Yeah,
I would consider myself a porn star, but you know, I got a few clips.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a porn star, but I used to do some production clips with my sister.
Oh, you a porn star, huh?
No, I just do stuff for my OnlyFans.
You a porn star?
Not really. I wouldn't give myself that title.
As far as what, like
you're an adult actress.
Okay.
You'll take that? That sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm just an expressionist. Actress. I'm a sensual expressionist.
Oh, sensual expressionist. Let's Okay.
This shit ain't right, bro.
Yeah, so yeah, no, but we about to gear towards you. How do you feel about BDSM? Do you know any woman that's been into that? Like to where they like brought it to your attention? Ex.
Y'all tried it?
Nah.
What
you not into?
I'm old school, man.
And then you're the only child.
See, I'm the only. How you know?
I listened to the podcast.
Oh, she did. Yeah,
you're
she did.
You're always on
That's what I'm talking about.
You got a fan.
Stop. Listen. Get his ass right, okay? You're always on here.
Nah, you know what's crazy? I'm going to be real with you. I've tried being, like, tied up.
But
nigga, I panic, dog. I don't like being.
That's why you gotta have somebody take care of you. No, like it's literally not, a process. It's not even that subspace.
It's not even.
No, it will.
It was just handcuffs, bro, and I was like, yeah.
Was she talking to you?
Yeah, she was, but I don't like to be tied. I don't like to be bound. I don't like that.
Did you have a good amount of trust with this person?
Yes, man. Yeah. This was somebody I you know, this is my relationship. I was in a relationship with. Mm-hmm.
It's levels to this. Really
what about you, QP?
I mean, it's all good for
just beating the pussy down. It's beyond that.
Yeah, no, it's
I mean, it's foreplay and shit.
It's
not
deeper than that, bro.
But all this point, hot wax on.
It's
can of wax.
I'm sorry, that, bro. Wait. So am I into it? Have I done it? If I'm drunk as fuck, yes. You better
why you gotta be drunk
okay,
though?
Right, but
you better
okay,
shut
so
the
what
fuck
have you,
up, and you about to take this dick, and I'm about to tell you exactly what the fuck
like,
I want you to do.
QP need to aspect. Be dominated, bro. Like he really need to be dominated.
I feel like I feel like he would enjoy that shit.
I feel like he would
think
too.
He
what?
Like,
whoa! Hold up! Hey, y'all! No, hell no! Whoever is watching,
hey, let me ask you a real question.
Yeah.
What you're asking?
No.
Does that appease you?
No, it does not. No.
To get your ass ate?
No. I don't even like your handle.
If he's drunk as shit.
Yeah, you don't like your handle.
I'm the dominant. I'm telling you what the fuck is going on.
Yeah,
I'm telling you what the fuck to do. Bro, how to do it. How to move.
We're going to get you tied up. And then
I'm not opposed to being tied up.
I think you
up.
Need to be
the right,
open.
The right woman
think
will
you
have
need
you
to be open
fucked
with,
up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There you go.
The right woman will have you fucked up.
The right woman will have you fucked up.
You need to open more in your sex life. You need to be more open.
Shut your ass.
Be more open.
Life.
You know what I'm saying?
Shut your ass. Yeah.
I mean, stop being so take away that dominant role. You know
why?
Just
I mean, you can switch.
I'm an alpha male. y'all both know me, right?
Exactly. So that's fine. You're alpha male 24/7. So for a few hours, you can be submissive.
No.
Yeah, you could be alpha male. You could also be submissive too.
Yeah, you definitely can.
You know, for like 10 minutes.
John says, "Let his ass meet a woman like him. It's a whole different ball game."
What? As far as what?
Who is John?
What?
John.
Amazon.
I never met John.
I talk about John a lot, but you don't know John.
That's family.
I don't think you ever met John.
No, like I'm trying to understand what he said. The
comment. Hey, Oscar.
I was trying to understand what he was talking about too.
He said if he meets somebody like him.
Like him?
No, like I think me. Like himself. Right?
He's very submissive.
John, let's go ahead and clarify because we're all confused.
Yeah, very confused. clarify.
It sound like let a woman meet a woman like John or like cute.
So he's submissive.
No.
John? No.
John is saying,
I say that I was submissive?
John is saying, let QP meet a woman like himself.
I don't think that relation would work. Or I don't think it would work.
Exactly like him? Or just dominant? Because he's met many women dominant. I'm dominant.
That's true.
Well, Oscar but at the same says, time,
but what did Oscar say?
Oscar says, what's up? I feel like BDSM needs to be introduced by someone you trust, and that is very true.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah,
you gotta be very comfortable too.
But
I don't think you can just try it out with someone you barely know, which is very true. You know, you guys have a lot of chemistry. I think you should try it out.
Are you running my show?
Slightly.
Damn, you want to give me that?
She feeling good though. I'm proud of you, Shay. Look at you.
No, ain't no goddamn proud.
Yeah, okay. And she met an alpha male.
I'm a lion.
Hell
no.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You the type of chick that take niggas' underwears off and shit?
It's been done before.
I just seen a
visual.
It's
definitely
done.
Give me that. Nah, just like.
Oh, that's
cool. And don't fucking move. Yeah. So you've been there? Where you just like, you know, rip it off? Like, hey, nigga.
Yeah.
Really? Have you been there too?
Yeah. It's happened.
Well, not necessarily the guy, just in a sense of where it looks like.
That's what's up. I like shit like that. Like, you know, like. Most men, we gotta play these mind games. Like, does she want it? Is she not? You know,
why we play mind games?
No, I'm not saying it's mind games. I'm just saying like
it is psychological.
You know, some men we don't see the signs. Like, oh, I could hit. We don't see them signs. But like,
you should. You should. No, I'm not saying that you don't always do.
Even with me, I don't see the signs of some women.
I like straightforward.
Do they tell you afterwards where you just like, oh, damn, I didn't know.
Yes. I remember this time this older lady was out. I think I was with you or I was with one of y'all. This older lady was hitting on me and I'm looking back and I'm like, oh, shoot. She was like, well, missed out. She said something. I don't know what she said, but I didn't even know she was even looking at me like that. I'm just respectful.
I had a lot of women tell me, yo, I had a crush on you, but you didn't see the smoke.
That's different.
But I know it's different, but
that's different than what she said.
I understand, but what I'm trying to say is like I could have hit.
Right, but she was in the same space too. But it was kind of like more so like
that's a woman though. She didn't hit by women. She didn't think she was getting hit on.
Did you not know that she was hitting on you? Okay, so I mean.
And you didn't know she was hitting on you either.
Not until after, when she was long gone.
But how did she find out?
Because she said something after the fact. I'm like, okay, because I was just really just minding my business. And she just was like, I think that was more like an ego thing with her. She was like, oh, well, she ain't paying attention to me, so fuck you.
Yeah, that's some older women.
Yeah, she was older too. She was definitely.
I'm about to say, because that's one of them things, like kind of some Chris Brown shit, like, you got to approach me. Instead of, thing to where it's just like we mutually feel like, oh yeah, you know, yeah.
No, put it on the like.
I know that ain't Cinnamon barking her ass off. I'm about to go downstairs and whip her motherfucking ass.
Yeah, it sure ain't Max.
That's Cinnamon.
He got the baby bot.
I definitely though. I really love BDSM.
So, what is BDSM? Is, like
I feel like now, like the reason why I wanted to become a dom was because I wanted to take more charge and I wanted to be more assertive and I wanted to know what the fuck I wanted and how to proceed with getting that.
So do you get off from that?
I do. It's a power role for me. And then it's also just like, because the way I dom is different. Like I empower my submissives. Like I have men who enjoy that. They really love, especially I'm tall too.
Yeah.
Like it's a dynamic with having a tall black woman to just tell me what to do, and they prove themselves to me, by also proving themselves to themselves.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this another question. Like you do have clients, right?
Yeah, I do.
So like
I wouldn't call them clients. They are my subs.
I don't know what to call them.
Babies.
I know this is a whole lifestyle.
It is.
Right? So, like, throughout the whole day, you give them shit to do and they got to do
not
it?
Not the whole day, because me, I got shit. I'm a busy woman.
I understand.
I run, like, 3 businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm in Atlanta right now. I stay in Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a wife. So, I have things that I don't live a normal lifestyle.
Okay, so let me ask a different question. Like, is there, like
I do have things that they do, though.
Okay,
throughout the day, right? It depends. It depends on how much I like you. And it depends on how much I'm attracted to you. It depends on how much you obey me. It depends on a lot of things. Because I have this one sub who I just told him recently that I can't be your main sub. I mean, your main dom. You're going to have to find another dom that doms you more than me. And I will do it occasionally because I got shit to do. Because it's too much. He demands too much of my time. I can't give you all that time. My time is
precious. Your time is far as what?
He needs my, like,
attention.
He wants, yes.
Affection,
attention. He wants me to tell him things to do. Sometimes I'm just not for it. I don't care right now. I have other shit I want to do, and I need to stay stimulated. Sometimes my subs bore the fuck out of me, and I don't want to deal with them.
Ooh.
And I would tell them that, because we have an open relationship where we can communicate how we feel, and I would prefer that, because I don't want no bullshit. I don't want no dishonesty. I love transparency.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to let you know what's up, and you're going to let me know what's up. On the
roof. I'm asking these questions because I got a coworker that's about that life. And like at work, I be seeing like his movements is like suspect. You know what I mean?
Is he a sub?
I don't know what the fuck he is.
Oh. So how do you write?
Because he's always inviting me to this club. There's a club that he invites me to. And I'm like, I'm not about that life.
Mm. What club?
It's a dungeon in Tucker or some shit.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Is he white, black? What is he?
He's black and white.
Oh,
white.
I don't want to
give out too. You know, he might be watching. But like, you know, we'd be at work and like he'd be spending like mad time in the bathroom, nigga. Like, you're not taking the shit. You're not.
Oh yeah, he probably got a dom that tell him what the fuck.
Yeah.
He got
like even to his
drop his ass.
Even to his face mask is like, bro, your face mask is very flamboyant. It's like.
And you just know it off the how he carry himself.
Well, I know it's a lifestyle. I don't know if it's tasks that the nigga's doing in the back. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm asking you.
I mean, I wouldn't know unless I asked him. I'm straightforward. I asked somebody. I got food right here.
Yeah.
I don't know the nigga. So
yeah.
If I knew him, I had a conversation, I'd definitely ask. Like, what's up? He probably would.
That's not open. Yeah.
Ask him.
It's none of my business, really.
Not yeah, okay.
I mean, it's enough of your business because you know the fuck. Because
you know
on.
Exactly for you to have all this information about him. Ask him. If he close enough to be asking you to go to the club and stuff, like,
yeah, he wants you to go there with him. Right.
I'm about to say on some other shit.
It is on some other shit, and you know, he be having his nails and toes done and shit.
Oh wow, okay.
Manicures.
I get manicures too, petty too. You know what I'm saying? But like he be doing like the colors and.
So, I'm confused. Like, is that weird for you?
No, it's not weird for me. That's his shit.
Yeah, but like to see that because it seems like that's not something you're used to seeing.
It's not for a man. And he's really, to me, he's like a manly man, but he's really not. I don't think.
He's probably just willing to his feminine side.
Huh?
He's probably just well in tune with his feminine side.
Hey, man.
Metro or, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of like Metro. That. Like, I like the pig.
I'm going to tell you, one time I had dropped him to the club, right?
Whoa.
I had dropped him to the club.
Dropped him to the club?
Yeah, he needed a ride to the club because his car bumped out.
Okay.
And I was like, shit, why you didn't Uber?
Right.
Right?
Basically.
But he paid me. He, you know.
Okay, maybe he just went.
Right.
He cool with you. Maybe right. You want to be your friend.
No, we are friends. However, we're co-workers.
Co-worker friends.
Yeah, because I never chill with him outside of work. You feel me? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he came to the car, and he had an outfit on the hanger. And it was very suspect. It was like, what
was
the
feminine?
Fuck? It was. I can't say it was feminine, but it looked like some like... Like a leotard, Santa Claus suit type shit.
yeah, some shit. Oh yeah, my God, I'm curious. Ask him tonight.
I'm gonna ask him, yeah.
And let us know.
Please. That's
I'm curious. Q, you know I'm going to text you.
Yeah. That's a little.
Ma'am.
No, I was about to go accept my request on the thing. So I can go live.
Oh, okay.
That's why
he here. That's why he here.
Hey, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Accept that request from me, please.
Ah. Yeah.
That's why he's here.
So what's the letters like? BDSM, like bondage, right?
Domination.
S is what?
Sadist.
What is that?
Sadism and masochism. Sadism is people who enjoy pain. They derive pleasure from pain, and then masochists derive pleasure from giving pain.
Ah.
But it's like subparts to it. So a lot ties into it. Ooh, I don't like that little echo.
That's what sounds to my turn like that.
Shouting.
That was like dumb like that. All right. You know, we're just gonna have to cancel that.
Yeah, just cancel it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was about to say that, because that audio sounds pretty bad.
But yeah, it's so many things. I really love BDSM because it can literally be anything you want it to be. Like anything you want it to be. As long as you got open means of communication with whoever you trust.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all are both open to the experience, it can be what the fuck you want. And it's amazing. My imagination runs wild. So I be coming up with all kinds of shit. And I just love it. And I just love to explore different things, man. Mm. I want to be more submissive, though. My submissive name is Unikitty. But it depends, like, because like I said.
So what's that, like alter ego type shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have different. Femme Daddy is my dom. And my submissive is Unikitty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. So that ties into.
Yo, on some real shit, like, I sound basic as fuck. Like, I just have sex.
Don't get it twisted because I don't.
I just fuck.
I'm mental. I don't fuck a lot.
But yeah.
Like, especially not as much as I used to.
Most women like that, though, no?
What? I can't speak for every woman.
Most women are mental. You gotta, like, penetrate that mind first.
Some of them, they can just get it just like that. That ain't me, though. Because I know a lot of different type of women and men.
But it depends on the woman's background, too. You don't know, like, has she been, like, what do you call that shit? Damn, what do you call that shit? When women get, like... Like when they're young, like a family member touch them.
Oh, like molestation?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit open up
a whole bunch. Or rape?
That
it has polar effects. Because some people just, after that, some they want to fuck a lot.
Right? And then some women shut down.
Don't want to do nothing at all.
Some women shut down. Some women be like, mad.
Even men. I know a lot of dudes who got raped. A lot of men got raped by their babysitters.
Yeah.
Young as hell. One of y'all was one of them?
Oh, yeah.
I hear that story so many times. Y'all be 12, 9, 10, 7.
Younger than that.
Bruh.
Oh, yeah. Babysitter.
Yep. I don't even remember. My brother had told his girlfriend before he passed away some stories about stuff that somebody made him do with me. I don't remember this, but my brother remembered because he told me about 2 years. I was like 3. I don't even remember the fucking what happened, but they used to make him touch me and do all kinds of little things. And I don't know who the people were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Was it a babysitter? Was it a family member? Who the fuck knows? But shit goes on a lot with children.
Yeah. Especially when they're young.
And
that's
when it starts.
Yeah, for sure.
That's probably why I got into BDSM. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Hey, all right. He said... Quint from Boys and Girls Club.
Oh,
this you?
Mm. Oh yeah, it's me for sure. Yeah, in a flesh.
That's not famous, dog.
Nah.
Let me get your autograph.
Nah.
Can't.
Okay.
Nah.
Okay, so you ever heard of Tantra?
Tantra. Mm-hmm.
Engaged in it?
Yeah, Tantra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I don't
withholding,
know.
Like you basically do not focus on an orgasm, and that's what gives you a bigger orgasm.
Mm.
Oh,
like what is that? What is it called?
Tantra is like
semen retention too.
Yeah, I used to do that shit.
Yes,
I did that shit in quarantine.
Stupid.
That is amazing. It's an amazing thing.
No bullshit, though.
So amazing.
When I was doing that shit, I was getting hit on by a lot of women.
Yeah.
It helped you last longer. It helps you just, it's very health beneficial and mental, spiritual, all that.
I didn't break
Tantra.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Semen retention, too.
Yeah, semen retention, too.
Hold back.
No.
Yeah, it's Tantra, it's more like a, it's like sex and meditation. So like,
it's like
it really is. Because it's yoga, basically, but with your bodies intertwined. So you can do a whole bunch of Kama Sutra positions. And
it's a whole book on that shit.
It is. Or videos, all that shit. But you literally just focus completely on your partner. Like, I focus on you totally, you focus on me totally. And it just brings you to a higher ground. And y'all just, it feels like to me, like you just sync with your partner. And y'all just kind of like, to me, it feel like I'm floating. Like, I'm floating with this person and we're just elevated to another level of ecstasy. And it's just, like, amazing. That's why I don't have sex that much, because I need to have that.
Tantra. You need to have the tantra. Not the actual.
I only had it, like, twice.
Huh. You got to be a strong nigga to do that shit.
It's just really, you just got to be, you got to be aware, man. You got to be in tune. That's all they really
with your body?
Yes, and the other person.
Mental.
It's mental, physical, and spiritual. It's a whole intertwinement.
It's an art, bro.
It's an experience.
Hey, Dede, Nicole, and Miranda.
Shay's.
Why you don't have your headphones on?
Right, like.
Because I hear y'all clearly. And I forgot when I was about to get up.
Be careful, Shay.
And she already
be
got
careful.
But I'm back. Oh, you turned it off.
So how you feeling, QP? What you want?
Oh yeah, I'm about to segue into
back to the podcast. Q.
Yeah. open relationships, because I feel like that intertwined with the BDSM. You know, open relationships hasn't been.
It can, but you can also just be in a monogamous relationship and do it just with your partner.
True, but you have to be open with your monogamous partner on what the fuck you got going on, as far as like if it is an open situation or open relationship.
Yeah.
So a lot I wouldn't of people say don't open them. You mean comfortable, right?
Comfortable
but just
and
feel
open.
Open too. You have to be open to it.
But yeah,
you're
but
not
you
open
said
to it, you won't do it.
But you said BDSM ain't really involved sex, really.
Yeah, know? It doesn't have to. But it can, definitely can, but it doesn't have to, because you can literally make somebody come without touching them.
Yeah.
Facts. Stimulate the ass.
Yeah. So what?
Stimulate they ass, not literally your ass, but like stimulate they ass.
Oh,
I'm
like, what?
But you know, you can do that too.
QP, it's like you real jumpy when it comes to the ass part. Like,
yeah, because I ain't with the ass play, bro.
Nobody's trying to stick nothing in your ass, bro. I mean,
she said that she liked to peg, so yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not going to peg somebody who doesn't want to be
pegged. Yeah.
That's consent, bro. Boundaries. I'm not finna force somebody to be for something that they not for. That's why we got so many people in this world.
But a lot of people, you don't even know what they're into until them closed doors. You like, shit. Nah, I might be into that shit. Or
Tank likes his ass ate.
Who?
Yeah, and he's gay.
The singer.
Tank.
Oh, Tank. Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Tank ain't paying us. We don't need to talk about
the Tank. Question is who was eating Tank's ass? A woman or
yeah, for real.
I mean, it'd be a lot of women.
I'm saying that.
A woman
say.
Or a man.
You know what I'm saying? You never know what you like until it happens.
I hear what you're saying.
I've got my ass ate before.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was surprisingly great.
It is pretty good. I had my ass ate before too. It gets really wet.
Surprisingly great.
Don't knock it till you try. You had your ass ate before?
Yeah,
of course she got her ass. She dominated.
I mean,
she got her ass ate.
Yeah,
she
only got three.
She told that nigga to eat my.
Nah, he used to just do that willing and freely. I just be like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, well, shit, then okay.
But
never
no,
had
but...
No.
You looked at me mad
because I had a really bad experience.
I had a bad experience my first time.
I had a really bad experience. It was
what made it bad?
It was it very hurt, and he was unexpected. It wasn't was using supposed teeth. To happen.
You supposed to talk to people before you just fucking do that.
No,
shit.
No. It was like it was some wrong teeth type shit.
Oh, and then he went forcefully.
Yeah.
Like he was in a.
Yeah. Bitch, I died, but I passed out.
Oh, wait.
I passed out. I was like, you know, at this point, let's just. I was out.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with that.
Yeah.
I was.
No, but when it's good, though, and y'all talk, y'all ease into it, and you get it, like, oof. It's a different feeling.
It's your ass been ate.
My ass been ate, and I got it for. I got anal before too, a couple of times.
Yeah, the booty does what it does, you know.
When it's comfortable and they know what they're doing, it's really good. It definitely does not feel like pussy. Mm. It definitely does not feel like that, but it feels like something.
Right, it's a feeling. Mm.
This nigga over here making mad noise. Mm.
That's tough. Mm. That's tough. Tough. Real tough.
Yeah.
So you never gave anal?
No. Hmm.
You ever gave?
Yeah.
How did it feel for you?
It was tight as hell.
It is tight.
Yeah.
Right? It's a booty hole.
It's
a booty hole. That's a booty hole. No.
Elaborate.
Please.
It was. What do you want me to say?
Like, I mean, how did say like, more? Like,
yeah, because I just said it. Did you feel like
did
pussy?
It leave
did
you
it like
wanting
you?
More?
No, you know what? It's crazy thing is like it felt. Wrongfully great. Mm. You know what I mean? Great.
That's a good. How I feel for me too.
It was raw too. I was raw, so it was like, what the fuck, right? And it got wet.
Did the person?
It did.
It got wet, dude. And so when I thought it was shit on my shit, but it wasn't. It was just like, wow.
That can happen sometimes.
My bad.
I think we just scared QP away with all this ass talk because he's squinching.
The whole anal for me is recent. When I say recent, it's like.
Oh, it's real recent.
Yeah, a couple years. Yeah. You know, I'm Caribbean.
That's not recent. A couple of years.
That's recent. I've been fucking for a long time.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so when I say recent.
When you got children?
I got a kid, yeah.
A kid?
Yeah. You don't watch the show?
Only watched that last episode. I'm not gonna even lie, but I'm gonna start watching some more now.
Yeah, so. I got one child. Yeah, a boy.
Well, congrats.
You know, I'm Caribbean. We don't really do anal. We don't.
Yeah, I know.
We don't do anal. Period. You know what I'm saying? You look at that shit and be like.
No, but then you come across some. Fucking Caribbeans and Africans.
I came across one.
Tons of shit. I'm like,
I came across one lady that made me very comfortable and I explored.
Yeah.
Mm. You only live once, right?
Mm. Facts.
Well,
I'll do anything, but I would not get pegged. I wouldn't get pegged. Pegging is out.
What the fuck is getting pegged again? What is that like the little thing in your butt?
No, you like slap a man in the ass.
Yeah, that's something I would not.
I think that is so beautiful. That's art to me. That's art, especially to have a man just really trust me and be like, "Yeah, I want you to take me." That's just sexy to me.
Ugh. So at trapeze, would you do that?
It depends.
It depends.
Depends. Because I was even thinking before I had went Wednesday, I was like, "Man, I wish I had my toys." But it's a hit or miss. Because if I'm not fucking with nobody in there, I'm not fucking with nobody in there. Period. Like,
so,
it's an energy.
So trapeze is like a club too, right? Like,
yeah, you got a front. Okay, so when you first walk in, they got a bar, but you bring your own alcohol, bring your own bottles. So they have it at the bar and they mix it with anything you want.
Yeah.
But it's a membership, so cool. So you got your food in a bar to the right, and then you have a pole and a stage to the left. And then once you go to like the pole stage area, it's a door that opens up into the restroom, the locker room, where you can change and put a towel on, or you can just walk around butt ass naked. And then you have rooms in the back that branch off. They got a pool table. They got some rooms. Mm. They used to have jacuzzis. They got another big section if a whole bunch of people want to have sex in the same area. And
Trapeze sound lit.
Yeah, especially when it's a
good
night.
You gotta be comfortable as fuck.
Yeah, you definitely
gotta be.
What does it smell like in there?
It actually smells pretty good. It don't smell bad.
Yeah, you know, I'm very detailed, bro. Right. I gotta know.
No, like, they keep it pretty really
clean. Even the bathroom is clean. Mm. Like, you gotta be clean. People are fucking everywhere. Like, literally everywhere. It be wet a lot of spots, too. Like, but people be having alcohol.
And it smell like Bidussi.
I don't know. But it don't smell like that. It didn't stink to me when I was in there all three times, so.
Mm.
Or two times. Okay, yeah. One of them.
You said you went three times.
Yeah. I keep thinking, but I think I went to a sex club in Houston, but it didn't fall through. So that's why I keep saying three.
Okay. Yeah, I went to Trapeze one time. I went by myself. This is
one time?
By yourself?
By yourself? What night did you go on? Was it a weekend?
Yeah, it was a weekend.
Friday. How was it?
I didn't go in. It was too expensive.
What made you go by
yourself? Oh, it is expensive. You got to go with a partner. You got to do couples.
If you by yourself, it's like $300.
What made you go by yourself?
It's like how much?
It depends on that night. You probably went on an expensive night, like a night where it's packed. They be going hand on y'all.
What's the hours? What's the hours of Trapeze?
It's from 8 to 3.
Yeah, that shit expensive, bro.
But they have 3-month memberships.
Yeah.
Dudes are expensive. Yeah. Women can get in for free. Of course.
It's always
like
expensive 50. For niggas. You go to a regular club, it's like.
Yeah. But y'all need pussy. So, like, it won't be a party without pussy. So.
Well, yeah, true.
Mm. You said what?
We need pussy. Mm-hmm. No party. Like that. So.
Yeah.
But I want to go again this weekend before I leave back to Houston.
Well, when you going back out?
On the 24th.
24th. So you're here for a
minute. Today's the what? 19th?
Yeah. 20th.
Yeah, I got 4 more days up in there. And then Benny. Okay. And I'm back to H-Town.
H-Town. I like Houston. Houston is love, for sure. I've been to Houston. I went by myself. It was cool. It was love.
Was that the only time you came? When you came that time?
Yeah, that was the only time I came.
You always traveling by yourself, bro.
Yeah. At that time, because if you wait for people, you ain't gonna go nowhere.
True. That's how I'm gonna go no fucking way. Try to plan a trip with all these people.
You real comfortable with yourself, aren't you?
At that time, yeah, I was.
What you mean at that time? So you're not comfortable with yourself now?
Yeah, I am. I'm just saying, like, would I travel again by myself? Hell yeah. But depending on where I'm going, certain places and shit like that, yeah.
Out the country, huh?
So when you went to Trapeze by yourself, how was that?
I went dressed, whatever. I go to the place.
You ain't trying to get a girl to go in with you and do it as a couple?
But the old ass white woman wanted me to pay for her to get in. I was just like, nah, bro, fuck that shit. I'm not paying for you to get in. I don't know you.
But it's cheaper.
I don't give a fuck.
But that was cheaper. You was going to pay a group.
Yeah.
What's it called? That's how I got in last night, because I wasn't going to pay for that shit. Every time I went, I didn't pay.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't fuck with
him. So you found somebody on the outside and
actually he just walked up to me and said, "You want to want me pay for the thing because it's cheaper if we go in together." I was like, "Sure." Because that night it was like $175 for single men,
mm-hmm.
and if you go with a membership with a couple, it was $90.
Yeah.
So.
And it was like the door.
I mean, I got a membership. Anybody want to come with me? You know.
The door fee was like $75. membership was like $175. And all this other bullshit.
Okay.
Like, what's up?
I'm trying to see about Saturday, though. What?
I'm
going
to have to find something.
No, I don't know. Y'all do that. y'all
what was that, though? What was that gesture?
No, I'm saying, y'all do that, you know.
I think it's time for you to go so we can have something.
Yeah, that's
your experience to talk about.
Right.
I think that would be fun.
It would be amazing.
Let's go, QB. Let's go.
What, Saturday?
Yeah.
What time am I going to go?
At night, duh. After 8.
After 8.
Demon time.
Yeah. Ooh, let's do it. That'd be fun. I'm excited.
You better have a lot with you.
A lot what?
Money.
You ain't got to have a lot of money. We can do the couples thing.
I say a lot.
Thing.
I say Allah. Allah.
Oh, you said
God,
Allah.
He ain't got to do nothing. Do.
Oh, Allah. Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, nah. I mean, shit. I was there. When I went by myself, I was definitely on like, shit. Anybody can get it.
I think I went there with a mission.
Oh, I'm scared of you. Don't go, QP. You can't be doing that. You gotta have some standards.
You gotta clarify. You can't.
You gotta make sure they show you.
You can't You can't say anybody.
You better pull up them paperwork.
At that time, yeah, I was definitely like, shit. Because
you know we still in Atlanta, so that's why I do like to go with people I know.
Okay.
So at least, you know, at least I know who the fuck I'm with.
I just want to watch.
Yeah, it be getting lit sometimes. I wonder how it is now.
Just walk in different rooms, like,
You can't just walk in any other room. They got certain rooms, though. Well, if they want you to come, because they have, I like to go on couples night, because the couples that be, you know, with the shits, you know, I don't know. I just trust couples more. I feel like they, I don't know. But you got some rooms where you can look and it's a mirror, but other ones you can have your private room where, you know, you don't want anybody to see what's going on.
True. So, yeah.
I wish they had a jacuzzi still, though, because I wanted to get in a jacuzzi. Mm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to check that out.
Okay.
For real.
All right. True.
You need permission?
Right.
Okay.
I doubt it.
Your permission.
I don't have a podcast on for too long because I like to keep people alone, you know, for like, you know, for guessing for more. So we're going to wrap it up.
Okay. All right. Well. That's cool.
Already? Damn.
Yeah, I mean, shit, we've been going for 45 minutes.
What time is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We've been going.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
Okay.
45 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to come to my short, but I know we got to do our interview, so.
Well, it's not like an interview. I don't want us to say an interview because I want to be a conversation, but I'm still, like, you know.
Okay.
Prepping.
Conversation.
Yeah. We're going to be here all night long.
All night.
That's fine. All right, so we're gonna wrap it up for raw material.
You got merch on sale,
right? I got merch.
Thanks for tuning in.
Shirt 20, shorts is 10 for the women. I think she said she's gonna get some shirt and shorts. I don't know.
Dang, Lala, now you wanna join?
Who?
Lala,
who's
she can listen to it later. You done missed
that
a little bit, but
wow.
We'll be back.
Really?
Listen.
Okay, Lala.
What's up, Lala? That was my ex-girlfriend.
La, 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 la.
I miss
la.
Her.
Did you get the
I miss her.